My name is Mistress A, and I am a whore. A very, very expensive whore. And I love it. Men, and sometimes women, shower money and praise upon me to dominate them. I'm on my way to meet my latest boy, and even by my standards, I look amazing. This boy was quite descriptive in how he wanted his mistress to look, and I do like his choices. My hair is bound in a long ponytail. I am wearing a silken, steel-boned corset that pushes my already considerable assets up to heaven. The corset has no modesty panel, so you can see the lovely curve of my spine behind the laces. I'm not exactly known for my modesty, after all. Like most boys, he likes shiny things, so I am wearing fingerless latex gloves that show off my beautifully manicured claws and thigh-high boots over wet-looked leggings. But the piece de resistance is an amazing creation that was gifted to me by one of my very best boys. A filigree collar necklace that wraps around my neck and spills down my décolletage, drawing attention to my breasts. I love wearing it. Most people struggle to meet my eyes when I'm wearing it, and that's the way I want it. The car pulls up at the low-key entrance of a boutique hotel that is well known in certain circles. The boy is there to meet me. I say boy. He's actually quite a bit older than me. Late 30s, early 40s. Beautifully maintained by no doubt a small army of barbers, groomers, trainers, and a personal chef. No doubt he's richer than Croesus. The driver opens the door and I extend my hand and wait for the boy to assist me out of the car. The boy practically falls into my cleavage, he's staring so hard. Exactly as I intended. While he gathers his thoughts, my gaze wanders upward to the silver streaks at his temples. Typical. Women go silver and they're running out to dye their hair. And men get to look so goddamn distinguished. Damn, it's working. He really is yummy. I'm going to have so much fun with this one. A little later, after he recovers a little from the sheer magnificence of my cleavage, and after he works his way down the rest of my lovely curves and back up again, we exchange pleasantries. He's still holding my hand and notices the riding crop on my other hand. There's a complex play of emotion across his face. Do you like my riding crop? Don't worry, honey. You aren't ready for Mistress A's crop yet. Some boys never are. But I think it completes my ensemble, don't you? I'm not asking a rhetorical question, my dear. When I ask if you think it completes my ensemble, then the answer is yes, Mistress A. So, do you think it completes my ensemble? Good boy. That's what Mistress A likes to hear. I give a little spin to show off my outfit. And, do you think the rest of my ensemble is very sexy? Good boy. That's what Mistress A wants to hear. Now, my dear, there's a flight of stairs, and it looks very long, and my pants are so tight that it's difficult to walk on them. But a big, strong boy like you should have no trouble carrying me up steps like a princess. Isn't that right, my dear? Good boy. Look at those nice, firm pecs and biceps. You're such a big, strong boy for your mistress. Good boy. I'm not going to hurt you, but I'm going to tap you on your bum with my crop. Do you like that? Would you like me to smack you just a little bit harder? Good boy. Good boy for carrying me all the way up those stairs. No, no. Don't put me down just yet. I see you looking at my delicious lips. Aren't they pretty? So pretty with all that lipstick. Would you like for me to kiss you and mark you with my lipstick? Drop your head like a good boy, and I'll give you a little kiss on the cheek. I lied, honey. You haven't done anything to deserve being marked as mine yet. But here's a consolation prize. Now, put Mistress A down carefully. It wouldn't do to ruffle my feathers now, would it? Good boy. Penny greets us as Sir and Madam and explains that she is our exclusive server this evening. I explain to Penny that I prefer to be addressed as mistress, and that if she speaks to my companion at all, that it certainly shouldn't be as Sir. If she addresses him at all, I would prefer that if she called him little boy. I give her a wink, and Penny smiles in an amused manner. It is a rather specialised hotel, after all. Penny is dressed in a sleeveless blouse that's cut to show off her lovely arms and shoulders. Her skirt is actually quite demure, with a serving apron that brushes the floor. It wouldn't do to upstage the Doms, after all. Penny conducts us to her booth. It's partitioned so that it's private, but not too private. The boy pulls my chair out for me. He's such a good little boy. I sit like a princess and sweetly request that he sit directly opposite me. He knows why. The boy also sits like princesses, although not for the same reason as me. As soon as he is seated, I gently place the toe of my boot in his lap. He sits in closer to permit me easier access. He knows exactly what I'm going to do. I order a drink, and Penny inquires with just the right hint of condescension. And you, little boy, what would you like a drink for? As the boy orders his drink, I gently press against his cock. He stutters and tries again. I press again, and he manages to stumble through his order. Penny seems amused by seeing him humbled in front of her, and I decide that I like Penny's style. The boy is definitely going to give her a big tip. As we wait for our drinks, I check my lipstick. I know it's perfect already, but I apply a little more anyway. He leans forward to watch, and I press firmly against his cock. He whimpers. Music to my ears. Our drinks arrive and we chat. As we chat, I give him an unpredictable foot job. Sometimes I let him talk for quite a long time without pressing, or I'll press against him suddenly and make him gasp. Sometimes I'll make him whimper all the way through a long question under constant pressure before suddenly easing, and he slumps in relief. Many new boys would have already shot their load by now, little. You're doing rather well. Mistress is quite pleased with you. The boy is pleased with himself and smiles. I immediately turn it into a whimper. God, I love my work. Penny takes a second drinks order and calls him a little boy again. I really am warming to that girl. When she leaves, I undo the top two buttons on my corset. The boy is pinned to a seat and can't do much but squirm. I lean forward and one of my breasts falls out just as I'd intended. The boy sighs. I press slightly harder and am rewarded with a low moan. Did you know that in some countries my uncovered nipple in a public place is breaking the law? Isn't that a ridiculous law? A law enacted by little boys who are afraid of a woman's sexuality. Afraid they won't be able to control themselves. Are you afraid? Just a little bit? Good. I like my boys just a little bit afraid. Penny returns with her drinks and I make no move to cover myself. She looks a little bit surprised. She must be new. But recovers quite smoothly. Penny, my dear, you're serving our table exclusively, aren't you? So the management won't mind if we take up your time. Will you sit with me for a moment? Delightful. You're so pretty. The boy is lucky to be sitting at the same table as two beautiful ladies. Aren't you, boy? I press with my boot, and he moans in affirmative. His moan covers me, whispering in Penny's ear, asking if she'd like to play along for a big tip. She quickly nods yes. Penny's agreed to sit with us. Isn't that nice? The boy sighs his affirmative. You know, Penny, the boy loves looking at my lips. The idea of me kissing him and smearing my lipstick on him turns him on. But I don't think he really deserves it. I think I prefer to kiss a pretty girl instead. But of course I wouldn't expect you to do that for free, my dear. And the boy wouldn't expect that either, would you, little boy? No, of course he wouldn't. I think €20 for a kiss from a pretty girl like Penny sounds like a bargain, don't you, little boy? Just a little kiss, Penny. I don't think he's paid enough for anything more. Oh, I think I've gotten a little lipstick on your lower lip, Penny. Marked you in just the way the boy had hoped to be marked. I think my lipstick looks very sexy on you. Do I have a little of your pink lipstick on me? I'll bet that looks sexy on me. I'd like to mark you a little more. I think you'd look pretty with my lipstick all over your mouth. I think a nice, deep French kiss would be well worth 50 of the boy's euro. What do you think, honey? Does that sound like easy work for 50 euros? I gesture summarily and the boy hands his wallet over the table. I don't even look at him as I take it. Oh, look at all this cash. You know now that I think about it. Pretty girl like you, Penny. You aren't cheap. I don't think 50 is enough. I think 100 euros sounds more like it. Don't you? Penny is loving me watching me dominate the boy. She's also loving that she's about to get 100 euros to kiss a pretty woman for a few minutes. I pull her in with one hand and put on a show for the boy. I keep him firmly pinned in his place while Penny and I share a long French kiss. Penny, you have my lipstick smeared all over your mouth. I'll bet it's smeared all over my mouth too. What do you think of that, little boy? I bet you're used to getting your own way like a big, strong man. But now a pretty little girl has gotten to kiss me instead of you. And you paid for her to kiss me. That must feel a little humiliating. I bet you didn't feel like big and strong and all. You must feel small and weak. Imagine, any time Penny serves you again, all she'll see is the weak little boy who didn't get to kiss me. The boy's very flushed by now. I'm pretty sure Penny's dampened her panties already. If she wants me to stay, then I think she's going to ruin her panties completely. Penny, are you still having a nice time, honey? Would you like to take some more of his money? Penny would like to stay. Delicious. I have a small remote control tucked into my corset, but I don't feel like retrieving it myself. And I don't let weak little boys touch my beautiful breasts, so I'd need for you to help me with that. Of course, you'd probably have to open my corset another notch. And I wouldn't expect you to help me for free. If you open my corset another notch, then that should allow you easy access. I put my hands behind my head. In an unexpected move, Penny stands behind me and unclips me another notch. And she slips her hand down my corset while French kissing me. This girl has talent. She doesn't rush looking for the remote control either. By the time we come back up for air, I'm afraid we might not even need the remote control. So I ease off the pressure and the boy slumps onto the table. It's very important that he comes only when I tell him to and not before. Pressure because that's what he paid for and I'm an exquisite professional. And pressure because that's what I want. You look thirsty, Penny. Would you like a drink? The boy hasn't touched his in all this excitement. Why don't you help him with that? Under the circumstances, I'm sure the management will understand. Penny is having a rare time as she drinks the boy's whiskey. It also gives the boy a little break. I don't want him to erupt before I say he can. Oh, poor boy. Did a girl take your drink? What a weak little boy you are, unable to stop a pretty girl from taking your drink. The boy hardly murmurs. I'm not sure if it's physical exhaustion or just obedience to his mistress. Good. He really is responding to this very well. I think if the hotel burned to the ground right now, he'd still give me a 5-star review. Now, Penny, you may have noticed that my weak little boy is walking oddly a little earlier on. That is because he's wearing a big remote control vibrator up his ass. And this is the remote control for that vibrator. Watch what happens when I switch it on low intensity. The boy gives a high-pitched whimper. When he came in here, you probably thought he was a powerful man, captain of industry, master of all he surveys, here to live out his domination fantasies with an expensive mistress. So did he. But I think I would enjoy giving you this remote control. Imagine how it must feel for him, Penny, knowing that his mistress can hand his agency to another woman. Imagine how weak and powerless this must make him feel. Would you like that, little boy? Would that make you feel weak and powerless? I raise my eyebrow. This is a genuine question for the boy. He nods his assent. Such a good, weak boy. Powerless, willing to do what it takes to please his mistress. I hold the remote control out to Penny. She reaches for it, and I pull it back, slowly forcing her to lean forward until we're kissing again. I do like a girl who tastes of fine whiskey. I whisper in Penny's ear to take her time. This boy has paid his money, and I'm going to bring him off just the way he wants. Bump him up to a medium, Penny. Oh, listen to him whine. Isn't that just lovely? How do you feel, boy? Are you embarrassed? A pretty girl has you at her mercy. If she wants to, then she could make you empty yourself right into your own pants in public. Wouldn't that be mortifying? Imagine somebody overheard you. Imagine having to walk through the restaurant with a big wet patch in your pants. He wouldn't feel very proud then. I'm sure Penny will tell all of the other staff what happens. They'll all know. I want to hear you say it. Tell mistress how weak you feel. The boy is clearly trying to resist. Oh, he's a proud one. What a good, proud boy. Penny, turn it up to high until he obeys. A moment ago, he was trying not to smile. He's not smiling now. His face contorts as the stimulation forces the admission out of him. Good. Good boy. Turn it down again, Penny. He's been an obedient boy. Now I'm trying not to smile. This boy is delightful. I unzip my pants and start masturbating, very deliberately and obviously. The boy is rapt. Penny's colour is very high. Penny, honey, why don't you hike your skirt up and masturbate? I don't think we're going to have to be shy with each other. Watching you stimulate the boy is making me feel lovely and juicy, Penny. I don't think I care anymore if he's obedient or not. I think I want for him to ruin himself for my amusement. I want him to feel publicly debased. I want for the whole staff to know he's the boy who couldn't even make it to the bedroom. He came in his pants prematurely, like a loser. Turn it all the way, oh Penny, and show him no mercy. I can see the boy is trying to hide a smile, but full power soon wipes it from his face. His breath comes in short gasps, and in no time at all he's whimpering as he empties himself into his pants. He actually drums his heels on the floor, he's coming so powerfully. Penny isn't far behind him. It's quite a rush watching a powerful man debase himself in that manner. I place my hand on her inner thigh while she chills herself to completion. While we do that, I talk to the boy. Oh, did you wet yourself, honey? Did you ruin yourself like a little boy? How embarrassing for you. I'll bet your pants will have a big wet patch at the front. Everybody is going to know that you cannot control yourself in front of women. What a weak little boy you are. Penny's enjoyed watching you come. I gently pull Penny's hand from underneath her skirt to suck on her fingers. Yummy. Not that you'll ever know. I take all the cash in the boy's wallet and reach down for her blouse to tuck it into a bra. I give her a little tweak while I do it. While the boy watches that, I whisper in her ear. Thank you, honey. You are a treasure. I couldn't have done that without your help. Your manager's going to hear good things. I kiss her on the lips. Penny, honey, I think I'll have a small steak and a glass of wine, and the boy needs protein and water. Why don't you bring him a nice lean fish and a jug of water? Thank you, dear. Now, little boy, I haven't come yet. While we wait for our food, why don't you crawl beneath the table and please your mistress like a good boy?